Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
By the way, Johnny Big is down on the Emerald Coast. Says, Bill, Alabama's favored by 24 in that Iron Bowl. Wow. That's a huge number. Johnny Vegas had IU plus 21.5 in the Buckeye game. And he even asked Brett what he thought about it. Brett said he thought it was a good bet, plus the points. Even at 42-21, Johnny Vegas was winning. Turned out only 7 points, but that was a good bet for Mr. Johnny Vegas. 615-844-5600. Hour number two, talking about week 12, and if you want to peek ahead a little bit, we could do it. Week 13. The first college football playoff release will be Tuesday. I always forget to watch those. Yeah, you would think, hey, Bill, you'd be all over that, right? You'd be watching it, and I don't. That first release doesn't mean a whole lot. Now, it may be real chalky, which sticks and turns out to maintain. It might. Usually doesn't, but it might. But I'm not saying it won't represent what at least close to the way the playoffs could end up being. I'm not saying that. I just don't pay a lot of attention to it. Plus, the show that they put on is terrible. That's the other item. Maybe if I get reminded, I'll be watching it, but I won't pay much attention. We'll talk about it Wednesday morning, yeah, but it's not a big thing for me. It's not. John says, Bill, if BYU does not want to play the Huskies, it's been reported, just to repeat, that after the cancellation of the Apple Cup, Washington State, the Cougars say they don't have enough players because of the virus, that Washington reached out to BYU, who declined. So John says, Bill, if BYU does not want to play the Huskies, I do not want to hear one word from anybody after BYU is left out. Good point. Now, BYU is a good team. I'm not here slamming what they've accomplished today, Zach Wilson at quarterback, etc. But if you decline that game, you obviously don't want to play anybody anytime. Don't give me that. No, Kev. Bill, if you thought 55-0 would have been a bleep whooping, gotta believe if they can do it, Clemson might want to hit triple digits if they can for the rescheduled game. We'll see if that game gets rescheduled. I'm just saying. Yeah, we'll see about that. Couple notes, and then I'll get the call. Couple more notes. Doug DiBiase, he's up in Connecticut. Bill, Penn State fans should stop asking the question, what happened to the season? The more pressing question is, how long will this continue? Because there doesn't seem to be many pieces in place moving forward for the next several seasons. Yeah, before I get all equipped about, James Franklin. And again, I'm not using this as an excuse at all. Penn State's playing some crappy football right now. That's acknowledged by everybody. James Franklin, before everything got started, made the decision with his family to separate from them because of the health of one of his daughters. He's got a couple of daughters. One of them has sickle cell. She's very susceptible to the environment we're in, which could be fatal. to her. So if he's going to be around the team and around everybody at Penn State, et cetera, they made the decision, I can't get back with my family until after the season is over. So a few years ago, Herb Hand and James Franklin bought places down on the Emerald Coast, down there where Johnny Vegas and Georgia Dog and Noah Core and Irish Bill and Pac-12 Dave and Tennessee Shanky and I'm going to leave somebody out, but all those guys all live, right? And they're down, I believe, in the Seaside area. Anyways, and that's where the family is, I'm pretty sure. The Franklin family, the mom and the two girls are down there, safe, and they're going to school and everything. I'm not sure if they're doing class by way of Zoom or what, but and he hadn't been with them, so the word is he's kind of been moping around. He's down about that and everything else. The team, though, is playing just horribly, okay? You could question if at some point, I think early on they were competing. I can't say in the Indiana game they weren't competing. Right now, I'm not sure how much fight they've got in them. Aliquippa Bob, what's up?
Good morning, Bill. Well, you gave me a good headway into my topic today. You know, Doug and I were just messaging each other about this very subject, and Jim in West Palm and I through Twitter yesterday, there were a few comments going back and forth. You know, Bill, Penn State owes Franklin, what, $35, $38 million?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're $75 million in the hole, they're reporting anyway, because of COVID. And, you know, as far as Franklin goes, you know what, I feel bad for James, whatever he's suffering, because there's no life in his team. There's... You know, you talked about capitulation, and I kind of saw it over the last couple of weeks. Might have been a little early, but there is no life. And I don't, you know, look, going forward, if you look at this, Penn State is extremely talented, Bill. There's a lot of talent there, but they have fallen apart across the board, which this isn't the players. This is something inside the Lash building. There's something, and I don't know if it's coming from the top. I don't know if there's problems with assistants. I don't know what the exact cause of this is. But defensively, we're not even trying. It's the worst tackling I've ever seen from a Penn State team that I can remember. Excuse me. Offensively, I don't know what Franklin's doing anymore. You're 4th and 2 on your 39-yard line. You're on 39, and you go for it. You're an underdog, James. And he comes out. He's come out the last couple of weeks when he's done this, which Penn State's been unsuccessful. And he says, well, I'm trying to spark the offense. Well, spark the offense by putting Levis in and letting him throw the ball upfield. He takes Levis out after the kid makes a couple mistakes, and turns around and puts Clifford in and run away. Clifford turns around, bingo, interception, pick six. You know, he's staring down his receivers. Clifford has grossly regressed this year. I expected him to have a much better year this year.
Right.
But I don't know what Penn State's going to do going forward, Bill, because to buy Franklin out, to cover this loss, and to put a new staff in, you're talking close to $100 million.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to do anything.
This could be the start of the demise of Penn State for quite a number of years if he doesn't snap out of his funkies in, if that's what the case is. And from what people keep reporting, it sounds like that's one of the primary culprits here. I mean, what are you hearing?
I mean, I'm not hearing anything different. Not at all. So I'm like you. It's bleak. It's bleak at the moment. It's usually these things aren't as bleak or as good, depending on the topic, as we think in the moment. But right now, there's not a whole lot at Penn State we can compliment. There really isn't.
You know, I've been holding off on this for the last couple of weeks, Bill, because of things I've been hearing. But and before I get off the air, I do want to congratulate my buddy Hawkeye Jason on a nice win. And Iowa's a nice defensive ball club. They're big. They're strong. They're powerful. you know, and they controlled our line of scrimmage. But anyway, Bill, I don't know. You know, Penn State, I think we could be a doormat of the Big Ten for a number of years if something dramatic doesn't happen here. So we'll have to see how it is going forward. But, hey, Bill, what about Northwestern beating Wisconsin? What are you thinking about that?
Old school Big Ten football game right there now. Yeah, that was – what about Coach Fitz calling out – oh, who was it? Somebody, one of the ESPN commentators said that Northwestern was just a bunch of Reese Davises. Did you hear that? Manning just
– I saw something about it.
Unathletic. So right after the game, Northwestern has won 17-7. Again, an old school Big Ten, like Woody versus Bo game, right? And First question to Fitz, and he says, not bad for a whole bunch of Reese Davises out here.
it was a
rock. Oh, Joey Galloway. Joey Galloway said this. That's
Joey Galloway was the guy that said that. Yeah. Well, you know what? Joey Galloway might be eating his words because – I don't know, you know, if Northwestern can open it up and throw the way Indiana does. But, man, Indiana really exposed Ohio State secondary on the big plays, the long passes. And it really makes you wonder, Bill, what's going to happen if Ohio State ends up playing in Alabama or Clemson that can throw the ball deep with pretty good proficiency?
Yeah, a lot better personnel. Hey, Bob, be good, bud. Appreciate you, man.
I'll see you, Bill.
Appreciate it. Before the break, let me again repeat, we're here live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're off Thursday, Friday, Thanksgiving, and Friday. And then my son's got to go to Paris, Tennessee for football on Friday, which is easily 2 hours away. It is west. I mean, it's due west. You almost hit the Pacific Ocean. It's so far west. Not quite. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be here, and then off Thursday, Friday. I've got to, and today I'm going to work on this, I've got to get Landry in one of these days, Tuesday or Wednesday, and I got to get Brad in here too. I'm not sure how that's going to fall, but I will finagle the schedule best I can. So we'll work on that. Anyways, let's get the break. Balls of Steel, just hold off now. Hour number three for those. So a little less than an hour. Start firing away your Balls of Steel nominations. We'll get those up here shortly. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We are looking live at this crash out here in Rutherford County on the interstate. It's I-24 westbound at Joe B. Jackson. It's got traffic just limping along through here right now. One car looked like it was smoking. I'm not sure if that's because of the accident or overheated, but I can tell you this much. It's just at a crawl out here now in Rutherford County. Again, on 24 westbound, trying to get past Joe B. Jackson. Coming in from Coffee County into Rutherford County is going to run a little bit slow. Hey, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nikisha Tate, the Tate Team, 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls. The kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu beef. Bob's Steak and Chop House is ready to host your private holiday parties and get-togethers. And if you need a stocking stuffer, there's no better gift than a Bob's Steak and Chop House gift card. To book your private holiday party, call 615-761-3707. Located downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Bob's Steak and Chop House.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
No crowded malls. No delayed deliveries. Holiday shopping is different at Boot Barn. Get guidance from an in-store expert. And if what you want isn't in store, we can whip it with free two-day shipping. If you prefer to shop online, get curbside pickup or local same-day delivery, where we'll deliver your items directly to your door. Learn more about our holiday services in-store or at bootbarn.com. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and this week features Chase Elliott running the Snowball Derby, Kyle Larson picking up win number 43, plus a ton more. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here. Oh, and happy Thanksgiving holiday this week.
Hi, this is Alex Bowman, and you're listening to The Final Lap.
Every single weekday right here.
All there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Is it possible to be unimpressive and still win? That'd be Georgia partially. Now, JT Daniels put up 409 yards. That's impressive. That's impressive. The passing game looked pretty good, okay? Couldn't run the ball, Lick. Defense is regressing for Georgia. I know they've had some injuries, but that was not junkyard dog. Irk Russell turning in his grave over that for the Dogs. So, yes, a win, not real impressive for the Dogs in that game. Buckeyes win. And again, the measurement with Ohio State now is national championship, right? That's the only measurement for them right now. Not impressive with that measurement. Got some things to clean up. Bama looks like the most complete team today. Today is not the end. Today is not the day you declare the natty. I'm just saying, today, if you had to play it, that's the best-looking team. We'll see if weeks down the road, that's still the case. May or may not be. John in the 931. What's up, John?
Not too much, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thank you.
Awesome. So a couple of real quick notes, and then I want to hit something. But just to touch on the Northwestern thing a little bit more.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a call-out at the end of the game. This was a week-long thing with Northwestern where these players went through practice. Hey, Reese. Good catch, Reese. Hey, Coach Reese, how you doing? It was a week-long deal. The Northwestern pushed this Reese Davis narrative and just used it as motivation. There's a little video the Northwestern football Twitter account put out. It's about 50 seconds long, and it was hilarious. Go watch it.
You know what? I did not see that. Yeah, I didn't see that.
It is absolutely hilarious. The other quick note is obviously Florida State backed out of the game because they didn't want to get embarrassed like Georgia Tech. So I believe they lost to Georgia Tech this year, right?
What now? Say that again. You lost me.
Florida State backed out of the Clemson game because they didn't want to get embarrassed like Georgia Tech did. Because Florida State lost to Georgia Tech, did they not?
Oh. I get what you're saying now. Yes. Yes.
If Georgia Tech lost to Clemson 73-7, imagine how many points Trevor Lawrence could have put on Florida State.
He had 51 at halftime in that game.
It probably would have been 60, Bill. And Florida State was like, "Woo, we got an excuse. Get out of this."
That's what it looks like.
Okay. You know, it's funny because everybody accused LSU of doing that last week against Alabama, and that was not the case. But this is clearly that. And nobody's saying anything. I guess it's Florida State. Whatever. The last thing is Justin Fields, Bill. I know you touched on it a little bit in the show because I heard, but the performance that he put against Indiana was arguably the worst performance in his career, high school and college combined. And what it kind of brought to light about Justin that, and Indiana really did an excellent tape study if they picked up on this, which I'm assuming they did. Justin will try to make plays all the time. And Ohio State generally has the talent where they can bail out a mistake that he makes. You know, you see him make errant throws across his body into the middle of the field, trying to avoid a sack, and he goes for a 50-yard completion normally. So this is not just a testimony to how good Indiana is on the field, because obviously they are. They came within seven. I don't think anybody's done that with Ohio State outside of Clemson the last couple of years. But it really speaks about how well Tom Allen prepares that team every week, because Fields will force things, and they made that. They were ready to capitalize every time he did.
That's a good point. John, be safe out there, brother.
You too, Bill. We'll see you.
Yeah, Fields, I think about that level of athlete and that level of player. He is used to doing anything he wants. High school, college. He's 6'3", 230. He's got the arm. He's got the ability to run. He can do anything he wants, and he can defy quarterback laws. And that probably is part of what caught up with him on Saturday. He also missed some throws. Just uncharacteristic. Now, look, you play enough, you're going to have days like that. So I'm not here to diminish him, but we're not used to seeing that. That's the point. Jordan, who is a Purdue student, Bill, can't believe the call that went against Purdue. Brutal loss. If you have not popped in the tape on this, folks, just pull up Purdue, Minnesota, and that play will show up. They call offensive pass interference on a play, which would have been the winning touchdown for Purdue. And literally, you talking about phantom call. There is no clearer definition of phantom than this. This was on Friday night. Now, I was watching high school ball and some other stuff Friday night. I had it on. I did not see that in real time. Everybody just went nuclear immediately, and then I pulled it up. But, oh, you're talking about the ripoff of at least the weekend, if not the year. That was it. That was absolutely it. Ron up in Ohio, Bill. The Husker performance was pathetic. Says, I think Frost would be wise to give up play calling and focus on the whole team. West Coast Sooner points out, I believe this is Zach Wilson. BYU beat North Alabama, 11 billion to whatever. But here's a picture. And at the time, it's 42-7. I believe Zach Wilson, the star quarterback, he's very good for BYU. He's wearing a headband, and on it, it says, any team, time, place. It was reported on Sunday that Washington offered to play BYU because of the Apple Cup being canceled, Washington State canceled. BYU said no. That's not anytime, any place, anywhere, right? That's Washington, no. How about no? Regarding Armageddon going to a wedding during college football on a Saturday, Bubby in Georgia says, Bill, I told my daughter early in her life, if she wanted me to pay for or attend her wedding, it would not be in the fall. She was successfully married, Bill, in June. Yeah, I've got the same rule. Yeah, I've got the same rule. Wedding in the fall is college football blasphemy. You don't do it. You don't do it. John, this is a different John. No, different one. Says, Bill, Joey Galloway also picked Baylor to win the Big 12. And Baylor proceeded to go 0-12. Gator Mike, Bill, Trask is the front runner in the Heisman, no question. Florida still looks like the best offense in the SEC. Finally, who knows what is going on with Pruitt in the 865. Trask is right now, if we had to vote, if they voted today, he probably wins the Heisman. A two-star who never started a high school football game right now is your front runner. Who's way better than a two-star, obviously. Much better than that. Vol Nation, Bill, I'm officially with the Cosby Cattlemen. I think Fulmer should bring Baby Kiff back to the Hill. That's not going to happen. But I know. Joseph, checking in this morning. Big Notre Dame fan. And he is excited. Notre Dame having a really good year. They've got to go to North Carolina, which is going to be a tough game. They're the better team. Notre Dame's clearly the better team. Couple of old linemen for Notre Dame out in that game. One just had a appendectomy. The other one got injured in the Boston College game. Jared Patterson got injured, and Tommy Kramer had the appendectomy. They've got some depth there. They'll be okay. Says Bill. Joseph says, Bill, Penn State and Michigan blow right now, Bill. Really hope the Irish can land Donovan Edwards, the number two running back in the country, with Michigan sucking so bad. One more before the break. This is Jeff in Chicago. Huge IU fan. Says, Bill, Indiana wasn't quite ready for the moment at the beginning of that game. They got more attention last week than they've had in 50 years, and it worked against them for the first 5 to 10 minutes. Yeah, when you're a program that's not historically in a moment like that, you can't teach that moment other than live it. And I think that's Jeff's point. That's my point, and I think it's his point. You cannot, in practice, teach. Everybody in the nation is watching and paying attention to IU Ohio State. You haven't been in one of those. You can't talk about it, therefore you've experienced it. No, you have to go out and live it. And his point is, my point is, they haven't lived it until this past Saturday. Now, those big moments aren't just regular football, y'all. You have to have experienced it. You got to know what that's like. That is not just a regular football game. That game's different for IU. You're getting a lot of attaboys, lots of people patting you on the back. Now you got to go play the mighty Buckeyes. Buckeyes are used to this. It is just another game. In their case. Good point by Jeff. Bottom of the hour break. Remember, Bowls of Steel, hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. People are still insisting on rubbernecking as they drive by this crash out here in Rutherford County. We're looking at it also here on 24 westbound at Joe B. Jackson. Again, just a lot of rubbernecking and a lot of traffic volume in this area coming from Coffee County into Rutherford on 24 westbound here at Joe B. Jackson on this crash. Harding Place and Antioch Pike, they're in the process of moving that accident. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nikisha Tate, the Tate team. Call now, 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee. You can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get your winnings to you in as little as 24 hours. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know we sent you.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Don't let the stress of cooking during the holidays make 2020 any tougher. Let Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel take that worry off your plate. From the Pennington roasted turkey to the old-fashioned pumpkin pie, Kitchen Notes can handle all your Thanksgiving needs. Kitchen Notes will fill your table and give you a much-needed break. Place your order online at OpenTable and search Kitchen Notes, the Thanksgiving feast to go from Kitchen Notes, located downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
At the Home Depot, we improve things. This holiday season, we've improved Black Friday. Instead of one day of crazy, we've lowered prices now, and they'll stay low all season. From decorations to dishwashers, wreaths to ratchet sets. So sleep in. You're not going to miss Black Friday. Not one little bit. Black Friday improved. The best prices of the year already here at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, high 54. Partly cloudy tonight, low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 61. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low 50. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
Jeff in Fultondale, down around Birmingham, points this out. This is JT Daniels' dad. And he says, he tweets, feel blessed to be at a place like Georgia with a coach like Kirby who put our son's health first and foremost. Kirby didn't just rush him or put him out there too soon. That's why you come to a place like this, for this kind of support. That's, again, JT Daniels' dad. So he wasn't upset about JT not getting to play to date. Through for what, 409? In the ball game. Yeah, did what he's supposed to do. Now, they've got to balance that thing up and get the running game back. And the defense is not what... The defense isn't what it was. It's not. Struggling. And Mississippi State... Look, he's had to run off some people. He's trying to find the Mike Leach folks. And he's doing that right now. Started a very young quarterback who played well in that game. But that game against Georgia shouldn't be close. We'll see. We'll see if that matters or not. Buckeye, Brenda, we've been talking about cancellations and Florida State, Clemson. Buckeye, Brenda, this morning. Bill, you don't lose 100% of the games that you don't play. Vol Nation, hey Bill, doesn't Pruitt coach the DBs? Wow, they're getting lost on too many plays. Hey coach, this isn't Hoover High School. No, it's not. Hoover's pretty good now, but This ain't coaching the DBs at Hoover, right? Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. Bill, JT Daniels apparently just became the front runner. Yeah, if I turn in my ballot today, I'm putting JT Daniels on there. One game, 409 yards. That's all I need. Jamie this morning. Bill, FSU's a bunch of pansies, quitters. That one's not going away. Clemson, Florida State, that just kind of stirred everything up, right? Dabo's out there saying Florida State at least ought to reimburse us for the travel. This was not a cancellation over COVID. Oh, we've got it. It's game on between those two. Now, the problem is Florida State's a program that is dilapidated right now and needs a lot of build-up, way worse than I even thought it would be. I thought this year would be decent. I thought year one under Mike Norvell would be decent for them. It's not. And Saturday morning, I was in the car. I wasn't even on Twitter, and I heard them talking about that game just got canceled. I went, what? Wait a minute. What? No Florida State Clemson today. Clemson's already in town. And you find out Saturday morning, no game? That's, folks, I've read both accounts. Clemson's got their account. Florida State's got their side. I get it. I get it. There's two sides to every topic, right? Every story. But it's awful suspicious. Saturday morning, boom. It's a no-go. It's a no-go. I'll say this again. And again, everybody's got their opinion here. The NFL head medical spokesperson, doctor, okay, of the biggest, baddest league planet Earth has, right? The NFL. You could don't bring soccer into this. But you could if you wanted. Says there's no evidence that on the playing field, players are spreading the virus from one to another. He said we are in regular conversations with European soccer leagues, rugby, which is football without pads, right? In essence. There's not one shred of evidence this is happening. Now, again, this is him talking. So Clemson has a guy who was early in the week, somewhat symptomatic, testing positive every day. One guy. One guy. Wednesday, he's not symptomatic, so he practices. He keeps testing negative. Friday, they run another battery of tests on everybody, get on a plane, fly to Tallahassee. This one player then does test positive. Game canceled. Are you kidding me? Now, let me give you another note. Remember a couple of weeks ago, and it was what? The Boston College game. The Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever it was before the BC game. The Phil Dracovic game. Coach Jeff Hafley. Pretty boy tested positive. They found out, I believe, on Wednesday, right? I think that was the day. Prior to the BC game, which wiped him out of the BC and Notre Dame game. He was totally asymptomatic, too. Well, this other kid had some symptoms early in the week. Take that back. But apparently, Trevor Lawrence had no symptoms. Asymptomatic. Not one other player for Clemson, as far as I recall, tested positive. Trevor Lawrence had it. One player, okay? One player takes a trip to Tallahassee, and now we can't play this game. Are you freaking kidding me? That's how I look at this. I am very suspicious over all of this, for sure. I'm not saying that that virus can't be dangerous and harm people. We know it can. I respect that part of it. But what we're doing here is just flat out lunacy. It's giving people an excuse to not play games in a few cases. It's exactly what this is. No, Kev. Bill, if Michigan does have a coaching opening, the first call ought to be to Evanston, Illinois. Don't think he would take it, but he bleeds purple and white. Yeah, Fitz, let me give you the deal on Fitz. Coach Pat Fitzgerald, who we've known on this show a long time. Most coaches are looking for that next level, right? They're looking to get that next better job because it pays way better and because you can win more. It's more attractive. That's pretty much every coach. Coach Fitz isn't like that. Coach is from Chicago. That's home. It's going to be his home. He wants it to be forever. You can't come to Pat Fitzgerald and say, come to Tuscaloosa. I'm just making up names now. Don't come to CBUS. Come to Ann Arbor. Come to Baton Rouge. Come to Gainesville. Come to Norman. Come to Austin, Texas. Come to Los Angeles. We're sexier here. You can't do that to him. He doesn't look at what you have as sexier. He is from there, wants to stay there. Loves it. If they have a year like they had in 19 was an awful year for Northwestern football. They were terrible. Doesn't bother him a bit. Now, what bothers him, he's a competitor, but it doesn't dissuade him. He doesn't think after a crappy year like 19, God, I got to get out of here. Maybe Happy Valley calls. Maybe Athens, Georgia calls. I'm just making up names. He doesn't look at it like that. He is at the best place ever in his eyes, and that's Northwestern, Evanston, Illinois. Everybody in this audience would disagree with him on that, right? Pretty much everybody. He doesn't care about that. Doesn't care what I think when it comes to who's got the sexier program or what you think. He doesn't care about that. He's from there. He hopes it's forever there. Now, I'm not saying that someday the NFL calls and he's been at Northwestern a zillion years and he doesn't take that opportunity. I'm not saying he wouldn't do that, maybe. But you can't seduce him with more money and look at our brand compared to Northwestern. Bunch of Reese Davis is there. He doesn't care what you and I think about that. So, yeah, you can't get him because your place is sexier. By the way, your place, visually, their complex of Lake Michigan, your place ain't sexier. Now, again, you may have more millions in facilities and way more history in football. You probably do. But there's not a prettier setting in college sports than that practice facility, that indoor area right on Lake Michigan. You've seen those pictures. It is stunning. There is not a better visual, I'm talking about aesthetically now, look than Northwestern. Now, their stadium and the number of people who go to the games, not real sexy. I get all that. But where they're sitting right there on that water is there's nothing prettier than that out there. That I know of, you know, let's say, you know, P5, the schools we keep up with. We need one more break. Balls of Steel coming up as well, hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. People are still slowing down to Rubberneck, driving by this non-injury wreck here on 24 westbound at Joby Jackson out here in Rutherford County. It's a little bit foggy out here in certain areas as well. As traffic starts to pick up down 65 through Madison, there's a crash at Curtis Wood at Franklin Pike and Oak Hill that was just reported a few minutes ago. Hey, to cater your next holiday party, call Princess Hot Chicken or simply go online to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now, Donna Hudson Benchmark Realty is reminding Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave and honorable men and women who fought and continue to fight for the safety of our country and American way of life. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Donna Hudson Benchmark Realty. Folks, are you in the market for buying, renting, or selling? Then call Donna Hudson Benchmark Realty today at 615-354-4727. That's 615-354-4727. Donna Hudson Benchmark Realty. She's a professional who cares.
Swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops this holiday season for the hottest gifts from Callaway. Save on the Maverick, Maverick Max, and Maverick Sub-Zero drivers with uniquely engineered faces designed by AI to improve club head speed and increase forgiveness. Now on sale for just $399. And save big on Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X golf balls, now just $39.99 a dozen. Come into Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, your holiday headquarters since 1968. And shop online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
It's the NFL on Sports USA, and we're in the City of Angels as the New York Jets fly into L.A. to face the Chargers. The Chargers have a renewed electricity thanks to the rookie QB, Justin Herbert.
Herbert out of the gun, gets the snap. Looking, throwing left corner of the end zone, got a man, caught! Touchdown, Los Angeles!
The Jets look to veteran Joe Flacco to lead the offense behind the timeless running back, Frank Gore. It's the Jets at the Chargers, this Sunday on Sports USA.
Pre-game at 2:30 on Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Balls of Steel, hour number three. So just hold off till we get there. We're getting there shortly. Back to the Joey Galloway calling Northwestern a bunch of Reese Davises. That's actually way more of an affront to Reese Davis. You know what that means? Reese Davis, who, if you've never met him, may be the nicest guy you'll ever meet. He is that good of a dude. Super good guy. His demeanor that you see on set is his demeanor. Super. I mean, ultra nice dude. As opposed to Chris Fowler, who's an arrogant jerk. But Reese Davis, who's been there a long time and has done so well for them, is considered not flashy. He just delivers every time he's on set. He's well prepared. He doesn't make mistakes. And he dresses nicely, and the makeup people do a good job. His presentation is really good, right? But he's considered not real flashy. He's not ultra-talented voice-wise. He's just solid, 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 right? It's actually a shot. Almost more of a shot at him. I don't know how many people look at it like that, but if you know this business like we know the business, then that's a shot at him. For sure. On Twitter this morning, at Bill is King. No core. Bill, the UW defense reloaded elite. Washington State wanted none of that. That's all I know. Perry Mason. Bill, I think Skolkan is as stubborn as beer gut. And look how that turned out. beer gut, if you're wondering, is Will Muschamp, who is collecting $270,000 a month for the next 49 months in his buyout. Danny, Bill, I bet Dabo won't travel again with any players showing symptoms regardless of the results. I think they should have played as well. John in the 931. Bill, how reliable are these tests? Elon Musk, that's Tesla, claimed to have taken four tests at the same time a couple of weeks ago. Two were positive, two were negative. He tweeted about that too. Yes, he did. Vol Nation, Bill, Fulmer is in a panic, may try to bring Cut as head coach and Chavis as the defensive coordinator. Keep T. Martin as the offensive coordinator. Beginning to think Fulmer's out of touch. I don't think Cutcliffe would take the job. I mean, I could be wrong, but Cut's out of place, Duke, where there is none of that high tension, pressure. Tennessee's campus, and a lot of campuses are like this, okay? But there's always tension there. And at Duke, he's free and safe forever and ever and ever. I don't think. You want to come in this league and have to play Alabama every year, Georgia, Florida, and whoever else, right? Right now, you're not even beating the other teams, really. I don't think Cut would come. Cut's in his how Cut's somewhere in his 60s. Let's say Cut's about 65 right now. He could be a little older than that. Let's just say 65. He doesn't want to walk into that mess. I wouldn't think. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, how about the Pitt Virginia Tech game? Gonna wear mask under their masks because the game was in Pennsylvania. Then Saturday morning it comes out that they could wear masks under their masks and they didn't do it for the game. What a mess. Can somebody make a decision? Yeah, I haven't talked about that yet. What a freaking lunacy. This whole deal is an excuse for people to be lunatics, basically. Right? Now, again, the virus is dangerous. That's not what I'm attempting to say here. I'm saying this whole situation, though, has allowed a lot of people to take advantage of this. If there was ever a time, and I love Twitter for the show, if there was ever a time not to have social media other than for the show, would be now. Would be now. I mean, it is just. John reminds me, Bill Reese is a North Alabama boy from the Muscle Shoals area. That's true. Yeah, he's from North Alabama. I believe when he got hired at ESPN years ago, he was working in a small city somewhere up in Michigan. It wasn't Detroit or Ann Arbor or I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. 614, Rob. Bill, I'm thinking Dabo won't be getting a Christmas card from the Florida State Athletic Department. Now, Dabo, man, he does. I like him, but he makes a lot of people mad. And most of it's from the aw shucks and the Bible thumping stuff. He doesn't comply with the woke society, and they don't like him. Plus, he took some shots at Ohio State. Remember when they beat him a couple of years ago in the playoffs after the game, or maybe a week or two later? He goes, I was looking at the film that week saying, there's no way we lose to this team. That did not go over well, but he was right about it. I mean, it was, what was the final score, like 24-0 or something? Jeff, too. Bill, I've been in and out with the show today. Has Jeff in the borough called? Yes, he did. I was shocked he called. Because Alabama won that game 11 billion to whatever it was. He says, if not, I imagine the next time he does call, he'll be talking about Kentucky basketball, high school football, etc. He already brought up basketball. He said it starts Wednesday night. He did that. Your prediction is correct. But he did call in. I'll give him that. Our three Bowls of Steel nominations. Get them ready.